Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When we play that song, Tim May is coming up from Letterman Row.
Could you imagine selling a movie today that was, hey, here's a bunch of money, there's beer on the other side of this river, and you need to bring it back in less than 72 hours?
And break a lot of laws in the process.
Dude, like that's
is
the
that
plot.
What the movie was all
that's
about?
The plot.
Going to get beer.
Pat McCormick from Cleveland.
Oh, really?
And Paul Williams.
Yeah,
were rich. They were brothers, weren't they?
Yeah,
rich guys, and they wanted some Coors.
Oh,
yeah,
not
yeah.
Coors.
The banquet
Coors.
Beer. Mm-hmm.
So they hired the Bandit to go to Colorado, pick up beer, and bring it back for a party, like the next day or whatever it was.
Yeah, we'll pay a whole bunch of money if you could get it here.
And that was the entire premise of the movie.
If they did that today, it would be what? In-N-Out Burger? To bring back In-N-Out Burger, right?
Even that's starting to expand, though, sadly.
Yeah,
joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from Letterman Row, he's Tim May.
Tim May! Are you
well,
on the course?
That was easy. That was easy for y'all to say.
That's always easy.
No, I'm trying to get chores done because I'm going to L.A. on Sunday to be a volunteer at the U.S. Open again like I did last year.
All right. So what do you do when you volunteer? What do you do?
Well, they assign you different things. Last year I worked on the scoreboards. You got to do different scoreboards every day at different holes and see the course. This year I may do a little scoreboards. I may also work in the merchandise tent.
Ooh.
But this is a proverbial, what I call the proverbial foot in the door, because you pay a little fee to be a volunteer, because they give you these really nice you kind of pay for them, but you get them at a great discount, these great shirts, like Peter Millar is the outfitter this year, and the shirts, jackets, things like that, hat and all that stuff. Last year it was polo, but it's the foot in the door, because you work like 4.5 hours.
Oh.
And then you're free to roam.
Oh, well, that's a good deal. Tim, I thought that maybe it was like your worst nightmare would be like, May, Tim, congratulations. You've been assigned to the sandwich shop. You'll be in charge of putting the green wrappers on the chicken salad sandwich.
Dude, I worked at Burger Chef for 3 years in high school back in Lufkin, Texas, and I was quite the expert at wrapping and rolling, meaning when the burgers would come off the conveyor belt, you'd have to slap them together, and you had a ketchup mustard machine, and you had to get a pickle and a little bit of onion on there. And I ended up being an expert at that. I was also really good on the front counter, because I was kind of famous in Lufkin. I took all of my orders by memory.
Really? No, the computer must have hated you.
Hey, I'm trying to remember what I had for breakfast this morning. I'm 69 now, but no, it was great fun. But I don't look down on anybody who does that kind of stuff, because number one, they're not getting paid what they're deserving.
I'm just saying, you fly all the way out there and you wouldn't be able to watch golf. That was my bigger point.
Oh yeah, no, but the point is, you only work 4.5 hours a day, and all my shifts are early morning.
No, that's a good idea. Nice.
You'll be there. I followed the last group last year. The last group last year on the way to the championship, the last like 11 holes, and
you didn't have a deadline either, right?
I was favoring Zalatoris. Bingo, you just hit the nail on the proverbial head.
Mm. We had a Burger Chef. I remember. You should get a Burger Chef. All right, I'm getting trouble for bringing this, but it was on Menor Avenue. We used to go. I loved it when I was a kid.
Burger Chef was Indiana's answer to McDonald's. Remember? I think it started in Indiana, but we had one and we had one in Lufkin a long time before they ever even put in a McDonald's. So there you go.
All right, what do you think of this, Tim? I'm getting yellow. What do you think of this Liv PGA Tour combination? What do you? What are your thoughts?
You're getting me to compare it to McDonald's coming to town.
That's why I was going down that road.
I'm getting you. You know what? I don't really know at this moment. I'm beyond, act like I wasn't being honest a minute ago. I don't really know what to make of it yet from the standpoint of the same group that's basically backing Liv is now going to have, you got to probably say it out loud, in essence, controlling or considerable interest in the PGA Tour and the DP, you know, the European Tour. And but as even Rory McIlroy pointed out a couple of days ago, PIF, you know, the what is it called? The whatever, the international fund.
Public Investment Fund.
Public Investment Fund. Yes. By Saudi Arabia. That's what's bought into the – it hasn't demanded that they merge, you know, the two tours at this point. Of course, you got to figure that's coming down the road, right? If somebody's giving you a lot of money, they're going to have a lot of influence on your future. But so it's really curious right now about what this really is going to mean from a schedule standpoint. Every indication is the schedule is going to be pretty much as expected for 2024 on the PGA Tour. But where it goes from there, the main thing is right now the PIF is bringing more money to the fore. And you know, I'm not sure how much money you should win to win a golf tournament. That's another debate for another day. You know, when I see the IndyCar payout, you know, for the Indianapolis 500 this year, the winner's purse was a record $3.3 million or something. And I'm just going, these guys are putting life and limb in jeopardy every time they go around the track. And you're not necessarily doing that. Well, wait a minute. That would bring a really bad analogy to the fore, which I'm not going to do.
Don't do that.
When it comes to the PIF and where the PIF money is coming from. So I won't go there. But the bottom line is, how much money do you need to survive? Well, when someone else is coming in and trying to buy their way into the big time, it appears you need a lot. Because obviously the PGA stepped up this year and came up with these special tournaments where guys were going to get a lot more money, but how long they could sustain that, drawing from their own reserves for that, or were their sponsors willing to pony up the extra money to keep it on that level? Apparently they weren't, you know, is what I'm drawing from this. So the money has to come from elsewhere, but then you turn to the same thing that's funding the tour that wants to be your rival. I'm not even sure if the LIV wants to be the rival to the PGA Tour, because I'm not sure the LIV is equipped to have 120, 130 guys show up for Thursday and Friday, you know, before the cut is made. You know, I'm not sure they're in that realm. So my point is, I guess, is what's come out of all this conversation up to this point is the four words, I am not sure. What's headed down the pike, because I think the players think it's something a little different from maybe what is coming, but we will see.
Tim, I thought it was really interesting, and I'm with you. I keep waiting. Okay, are we going to have three tours? You know, the World, the European Tour, the LIV, the PGA, what are they going to do there? They haven't said. I thought Rory McIlroy made some really astute comments when he was asked about the money was left on the table, and they said, mm-hmm. Would you like it? And he said, well, sure. He said, but the question is, how do you dish all that out? How do right. you? You know, if they want to make, hey, Tiger, okay, you stayed, here's this much. Rory, you stayed, here's this much. Well, what do you tell Colin Morikawa? You know, what do you tell
well, here's the thing.
Any of those
but here,
guys?
Here's the thing. Obviously, the tour stepped up this year and changed some things from a fiscal standpoint, FISCAL, standpoint, and upped prize money, et cetera, available to guys. So, you know, it comes down to, in their mind, what were they sort of promised or led to believe to expect from the PGA Tour, that was used as some maybe in some form or fashion to keep them loyal, you know, because, fellas, yes. It's professional golf, not stand for something golf. You know what I mean? There's
it's
a
true.
Big difference. Yeah. I mean, you know, and there are a lot of people, including the United States government and people who put gas in their gas tank every day, who are doing business with the Saudis, for example, and, you know, defense contracts, I mean, fighter planes, et cetera, from the United States government, which has to approve all of that to, like I said, you know, the import of petroleum. So, you know, this idea that everybody else is clean except the PGA Tour or LIV Golf is totally, totally wrong, totally out of whack. I mean, if anything, putting gas in your car is helping provide the money that they're going to be providing to the LIV Golf Tour and the PGA in this PIF thing. You know, the thing is, there's been really three tours for a while now, three decent tours for a while now with the PGA, the DP European Tour, which I like watching. I like watching some of those tournaments on the Golf Channel early in the mornings, and then of course the Asian Tour. So these things have been around for a while. It's just the LIV Golf wanted to come in and basically skim the cream off the top of the PGA Tour with boatloads of cash and boatloads. Maybe I think you might call them those oil tanker loads of cash, and kind of worked, and it kind of didn't. What they got was basically guys who were never really great to begin with or past their prime, and that's not what they were gunning for. So you've got this, you know, second move now coming in, not from the back door but the side door, because obviously it surprised everybody who had an iron in the fire, except for Jay Monahan and the PGA. And Jay Monahan didn't just go do this unilaterally. He clearly had clearance to go out and make this kind of deal. You know, we'll see if it passes muster too, from a legality standpoint, down the road. But that's yet to be proven.
Yeah,
so I will go back to my four words. I am not sure.
Well, that's good. Hey, Tim, I don't want to run out of time. I've got to ask you about the Flex Protect
I do,
Plus.
I do not recall. That may be the next four words coming out. Go ahead now.
That's not a bad answer.
Nice.
I want to talk about this Flex Protect Plus football schedule for the Big Ten. Should Ohio State have put Penn State on their protected model so they would play them and Michigan every year? What do you think?
Yeah, or vice versa, right?
Yeah.
I mean, fellas, just go look at the rankings. I was just talking about this. No, don't get mad at me, because I was talking about this on another radio show earlier today down here in Columbus with Bo Bishop. I mean, the point is, just look at the TV ratings those games have mustered. I'm talking about Ohio State, Penn State, since 1993 when Penn State was welcomed into the league, when Gordon Gee walked down through the press box, and after Ohio State won on that surprisingly snowy day in October, I want to see this in print. John Cooper out-coached Joe Paterno. And, of course, the next year they went to Penn State and got whacked 63-14. But that's another story for another day. That should be every year. You should be able to turn on your TV set on whatever the three channels it would be on, or Peacock, and get to watch Ohio State play Penn State. Instead, we've got the specter now coming in 2024 of Ohio State playing Michigan, and the next week playing Michigan again for the Big Ten Championship, and perhaps even playing in the expanded 12-team college football playoff bracket.
But, Tim, perhaps, why didn't they? Why didn't Ohio State put Penn State on there?
It hasn't been cleared to me yet. I mean, as Gene Smith said yesterday, some sacrifices had to be made so that all these everybody gets to play in the 15 other stadiums, or against the 15 other schools, at least once or twice while they're at their respective schools. And this was the best way of ensuring that. You know, Penn State has no designated rival in this new dance. I know.
That doesn't make any sense either.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Meanwhile, Iowa's got three, but Iowa's trying to maintain two of those are kind of big, what they call trophy games, and the others with Nebraska, which is, you know, turned out to be a, you know, a pretty decent game to watch on Black Friday, you know. But we'll see, you know, this is 4 years, you know, or basically the next 2 years is what we're looking at with this first go around, and we'll see what they do. But the main thing is they're going, the main upshoot from yesterday is they're going away from the divisional format, and the top two teams in the Big Ten are going to meet for the Big Ten championship, no matter where they are located. If I'm the West in the Big Ten, why would I have ever voted for that? I have no idea.
Enjoy the Open, Tim. Because, thank you, buddy.
What?
Enjoy the Open. Thank you.
Oh, I will. I know. I'm not talking too much. But
that's all right.
I'm
with
sorry.
Your Burger Chef app on.
I'll talk to you guys from out there maybe next Friday.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
I'll tell everybody, hey, you got to stop this checkout line here. I got to talk to some people. I'm going on break, Jimmy.
He's Tim May.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
See you guys.
He's from Letterman Row, and he's going to go to the U.S. Open.
As a volunteer, I love it.
Yeah, that's sweet. See what retirement could bring for us.
It's all good.
That's going to be fabulous. Big Ten decisions, and Ohio State picks Michigan and nobody else. Andy will explain further next on Baskin and Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. If you missed our last segment, you missed Tim May talking all about volunteering at the U.S. Open. And then Andy asking Tim about Ohio State's decision to basically just say we have a rival in the Big Ten. Andy, explain what's happened here and what Ohio State did.
All right, so the deal is that in 2024, they introduced a new football schedule that includes 11 protected matchups across the conference. It eliminates the divisions and targets a robust overall rotation as the league expands to 16 members with USC and UCLA. So I'm kind of, this Adam Rittenberg really described it perfectly on ESPN. The whole thing is called the Flex Protect Plus model, and it maintains a 9-game league schedule and contains both guaranteed and annual matchups and rotating ones. Beginning in 2024, every conference pairing will take place at least twice in a 4-year span, once at each member's home school, home stadium.
So you're playing everybody.
You'll play everyone through 4 years.
Over the course of 4 years, you play everybody twice.
At least home and away in all of those. All right. Now, the only team that will be consistent for Ohio State is Michigan, and it'll always be the last game of the season.
You were able to pick your rival.
I think that's
Is that the deal?
You could pick multiple rivals if you wanted to, because Ohio State could have had the option to pick Penn State, and I'm confused on why they didn't do, and I know what Gene Smith said yesterday, and Tim talked about that some things had to be taken out of play, but I don't know. I just think Ohio State should have said yes to both Michigan and Penn State, but Michigan was more important than Penn State, so I'll say that. But there are other schools that have multiple, like USC will always play UCLA, which just makes sense. They'll do that
every year.
Did they
pick anybody else?
Ohio State?
Did they?
Or USC? No, Ohio State didn't.
No, did UCLA pick anybody else?
I don't think so. I think USC's only. Yeah, USC's only is UCLA. I'm just kind of looking at some of these here.
Now, let me ask you this.
Is that right?
Why are you harping on Penn State?
Well, Michigan took Ohio State and Michigan State. I just think, you know, he's right. Since 93, Ohio State-Penn State has not only been, it's a rivalry.
Them 2 times in 4 years.
I know, but,
at least.
Tim's right. The ratings are always through the roof. Like, I can't believe the league walked away from that, too. They're always competitive games. Penn State's always a game you have to look at every year if you're an Ohio State football fan and go, man, I don't know, we go to Happy Valley, that's not guaranteed. And there have been so many close games between these two teams over the last couple of years that maybe it's the I want to be in the AL Central for Ohio State saying, I don't want to play them all the time.
I was just going to say, if you're Ohio State and you know how it works, now with the tournament expanding and all that, maybe it's not that big of a deal or as big of a deal. But why would you pick the two best teams in the conference to play every year? You know what I mean? Who'd Iowa pick?
Now you got me. Look, give me 2 seconds and I'll give you everything.
You know, if I'm Indiana, I'm saying, please not Michigan and Ohio State. Can I get a lot of Northwestern, please? I mean, you could kind of pad your schedule a little bit by avoiding the big boys.
Well, I thought about that, too, when I read it yesterday. I was like, do you really want that? It's just
Iowa went after Minnesota. They locked that one in. They locked in Wisconsin.
Yeah, one of those is the wagon. The one's the, like, they have the, nah, it's not the wagon wheel. What is it? The Kent State Akron's a wagon wheel. They have like, the Paul Bunyan trophy. Yeah. And
right, that's Wisconsin, Minnesota, right. The battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
So I think that's probably why they leaned into some of those.
I just, if I'm Ohio State, Andy, I don't know that I want to make sure I play Penn State and Michigan.
Ohio State fans, do you want Penn State every year? I'll make it real easy for you, 216-474-0092. Do you want Penn State every year? Because I think there are Ohio State fans that want Penn State every year.
Diehard Ohio State guy, you, not so much me.
Right.
I wouldn't want Penn State every year.
For college football, I want it.
Except for
this. It's a good win for
it's a good loss for Ohio State, too.
It's not a bad loss, though. Penn State's not a bad loss.
Any loss is a bad loss.
Not with expansion now.
Well, we think not with expansion. We don't know that yet. I mean, if you're Ohio State and you get Michigan, you got to figure, okay, and in any given year, we're going to get Penn State. And Wisconsin, and UCLA, or USC, or UCLA and USC and not Penn State, you're still going to have some pretty good teams. I mean, UCLA and USC raised the level of the conference play in football significantly, I think.
Yeah, and Ohio State will see them the first 2 years. So I think, I wish I remember this off the top of my
head. I don't know the answer to this, obviously. I wonder if anybody picked Ohio State. Or if the rest of the Big Ten was trying to avoid Ohio State.
Well, it's just Michigan.
Michigan's the only team that locked in Ohio State?
Yeah, so the protected games are Ohio State, Michigan, UCLA, USC, Indiana, Purdue, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Northwestern, Iowa, Nebraska, Rutgers, Maryland, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Purdue.
What's Rutgers doing in the Big Ten?
Do you really want the answer to that?
Oh, I know the answer to that.
It's about money. It's about television market.
But, yeah. But come on, man. Like Rutgers, you tell me. Like Rutgers is must-see TV in New York City?
Yes.
No, I know what it is. But to me, it's still like, why are they in the Big Ten? Nothing any Rutgers grads, don't get mad at me. I see Maryland.
Well, that's their link. I'm looking at some of the schedules there, and I don't know. I just wish they would have taken Penn State on. I just you want to be the best, beat the best, and Penn State seems to be there. And I don't. Why
you want to be the best?
Why would Ohio State fear anybody?
You want to be the best? Make sure you have enough wins to get into the tournament every year, where you can beat the best.
This isn't the NBA, Jeff.
Yes, it is, Andy.
Where the regular season means absolutely nothing.
It's becoming that.
Feels that way. I think
hey, we had a really good regular season. We went 8-4. Oh, good. That'll get you fired.
This isn't the NHL, Boston Bruins, man. I feel bad for your fans. Woo!
Hey, Jim Harbaugh, you went 8-4. What do you think about being a color analyst now?
I'm okay with
that. Hey, Ryan Day, nice job. You went 9-3, bunch of years in a row. Call Earl Bruce. See how that feels. No? I mean, Andy, they got to win games. They got to win as many as possible because there is no patience in college football. None.
You know Earl passed away a couple years ago.
Yes, I know.
No, just making sure.
But Earl Bruce also went 9-3, what, 3-4 years in a row and got fired.
There's always rumors that there are more to that story than just the football.
Okay. No?
I
If I'm an Ohio State fan, I want to win as many games as I can to make sure I get into the tournament each and every year.
I gotcha. I understand that. I get that. I don't disagree with that. You're Ohio State football. You know what I'm saying? You should want to play anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Gene is in Cleveland. Is this Gene Smith?
Hey, Gene.
Hey, what's going on, guys? No, not Gene Smith.
How are you?
Good, man. I'd love the show. I'm not sure if you guys touched on this. I'm in and out the tow truck a lot, but what if it's not Ohio State scared to play anybody? What if those other teams don't want to play Ohio State anymore?
I agree with you on that, Gene. I agree, I think that's a point too.
Because they, you know, we beat them once, there goes their chance at a national championship. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or if they beat us, they're helping themselves to a national championship.
Yeah, I don't really think I'm not scared of anybody. Ohio State, you know, we can run the table with anybody, but those other squads, man, they're afraid of us, so they don't want to see us.
I don't know who else other than Penn State. Who else would you want? That's my question. Like, I don't.
Michigan State, maybe.
That's the only other team I can think of.
Yeah.
Because of Mel
Tucker. Playing USC every year, you know, just going out to the Rose Bowl or them coming to the Horseshoe.
Yeah, it's just a lot of travel for every 4 years. I mean, especially if you've got to go every year because you're, you just go two in a row. Well, no, if you made them a rival, then you'd have to go to LA probably every year because you'd be going UCLA and then you'd be going to USC, yeah. USLI. Unless you could schedule them like back to back and you'd stay out in LA.
Right, something like that. But they got enough money to make it work.
That's true. Gene, good phone call. Thanks,
all right,
man.
Gene, thank you. You can be sure Indiana wasn't picking Ohio State.
You can be sure Ohio State wasn't picking Indiana.
Despite the proximity, what could be a great rivalry, except for the fact that Indiana doesn't have the same type of football program. See, that's one issue, Andy, about the Big Ten that's always kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Hmm.
In the SEC, let's just say.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
In any given year, there are four to eight programs that could be really big time. And there are very few that you think, well, that's an easy win. In the Big Ten, I think for a school like Ohio State, a school like Michigan, and every once in a while somebody jumps up and knocks you off. But you just assume that Minnesota, Indiana, Purdue, Iowa is a win. You know what I mean?
I don't assume Purdue, I know you don't want to, but it's Wisconsin is never assumed.
I didn't put Wisconsin in there.
I'm just thinking of, you know.
I didn't put Wisconsin in there. I didn't put Nebraska in there. I did put Iowa, except every once in a while Iowa's good. But see, that's the thing.
Every once in a while
those schools are okay and they might knock you off. Every once in a while.
Well, USC and UCLA are definitely
going to change that.
Yeah. It's not, and, you know, big
although
two.
Although UCLA has to improve.
It's still not big two, little eight, sorry. Sorry, bad math.
Nice job, though. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.